And you mentioned that you set goals as well. And I just wonder, like, what are the type of goals you set? Of course, we've just entered a new year, 2022. Mm-hmm. And you've entered the year already sourcing 2 million plus worth of properties. So talk to me about the next step, or what's next for you?
Yeah, so I'll quickly touch on what you mentioned about the goals. So the way I structure my goals is similar to what you said. So I start with the end in mind. So I usually have like my 5-year plan, 3-year plan, 1-year plan, and then I have it into a 12-week year. So every time I set my goals, I group into health, finances, education, spiritual and personal development / relationships. So when it comes to the 12-week year, for those who don't know, you may have your 1-year goal, but then you break it down into 12 weeks. And the reason you do that is so that you can be intense. Because let's say you have a goal now of, making X amount per year. You might be a bit slacking a bit throughout the year, but then when it comes to November, you're like, oh, damn, I'm quite far away from my goal. Let me just go hard to get it. However, if you break that yearly target into 12 weeks, every 12 weeks, you're working on that same urgency to actually get those goals. And with the 12-week year, you have accountability partners. And that's something which I recommend has helped me a lot with my journey. So I usually do Pokey Banks, for those who most people probably know. So he's my accountability partner. So every week we catch up and we just make sure that we're on track with our goals. But that was working very well. But at the same time, I said I want more accountability because I think I work well under pressure. So what I did was I have accountability partners for every area of my life. So when it comes to gym, I've got a gym accountability partner. Property, I've got property accountability partners. Uni accountability partners, and that way I know that I can't really slack, because when we do, and even with us, like, we're in the same wake up group chat, so like in the morning if we wake up late, the man are getting onto us saying, oh, like, we wake up at 8 a.m. they're saying good evening, like, so you can't even wake up too late. So it's a thing where having that account, and that's if you work well under pressure, but it may work, you know, different for someone else, but that's what's helped me a lot, actually stay accountable to my goals. And, you know, even if I don't achieve them, I set them quite high. So even if I don't achieve them, I know that I'll still be further than if I were to set them quite low. So that's what's helped me a lot achieve my goals.
Yes, accountability partners. Is it nearly a year that we're in this morning group chat? It's nearly a year. So for the listeners, I'm in the group chat with Denzel and a few others, and we basically hold each other accountable to waking up early, because I genuinely believe that if you wake up earlier, and that depends. So I was originally waking up on average around 9 a.m., depending whether, you know, I'm on holiday, I'm in university or school, whatever. But waking up at 6 a.m. has definitely changed the game, because I get more things done. I wouldn't really say I'm an early riser or a late owl. I feel like I just work on energy levels. If I've not got enough sleep, I won't really function well in the day. But accountability partners is very important. Is there any tools you use that helps you with accountability?
Yeah, and to add on to what you said as well, and I'll go back to what you just asked me, I think what's very key, which you mentioned, is doing what works best for you. I think because of internet's always saying, wake up at 5 a.m., do this, do that. Sometimes people are doing a lot, but not actually getting a lot done. So what I noticed is that I was waking up at 5 a.m., but by 12 p.m., I'm tired. I want to sleep, sort of thing. So I said, what, similar to you, so now mine's about 6 a.m. to 6:30 is where I know that I wake up, I'm still early, but I've got enough energy to do what I need to do. So I feel like, don't just think, oh, I need to copy everyone else or look like I'm being busy, but actually do what works for you and find the right system that works. But to ask your question about accountability partner, I think it's just system. So a lot, you might not believe, but naturally, I'm actually quite a lazy person. So what I do is just have systems in place to actually help with that laziness. So for example, I know it's very easy to put my snooze on in the morning. Because I've got two phones, one of my phones, I'll put it in some difficult place to get. So in the morning when my alarm's gone off, I can't just turn it off. I have to literally get up, walk across my room and turn it off. Similarly, like if I want to go gym in the morning, I'll have my gym clothes ready. So that way when I wake up and the gym clothes is looking at me, I know that I have to literally put it on and go to gym. So just creating systems in place, because, and I think that's the importance of discipline, because motivation will only help you a certain way. And that's where most people, when they start the year, the gym's packed. February, March time, the gym's empty. And that's because people have run out of motivation. But there's a famous quote by James Clear which says, you do not rise to the level of your goals, but you fall to the level of your systems, which means that the discipline that you have in place, when motivation isn't working, that discipline, you know, is what will stand in your life. So I think that's very important. Just have the routines in place that you know will benefit you, and just make it unique to yourself. Don't just think, oh, I have to do what this person's doing or that person's doing. Just do what works best for you.
Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. Make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.